talked about kind of the lesson for
the definition or understanding of respect or fear, as used in these contexts, is that of awe, respect, submission, not being afraid, not trembling in fear, but trembling in awe, if you will, of God and His authority, His awesomeness, and the desire that we have a no question that the law of Christ says that we're free from that Mosaic law of distinguishing between clean and unclean meat that's classified by the Mosaic law. Nevertheless, people had the commandment, actually, in the Mosaic law, not to eat unclean meat. And that became a concrete conviction in their minds, not only of this generation of the first century, but of their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents going all the way back. Say, I know that we're free to eat all meat,
but I've just got a problem with it. And that's fine. Just because it's cleansed doesn't mean you have to eat it. It's your choice what you eat. If you want to eat all manners of meats, you're open to do that. If you still want to eat only meats that are classified clean, then you certainly can do that. If you want to eat no meat at all and just be a vegetarian, that's fine. Okay? But then to bind upon others your scruple, your fear, well, I'm just not so sure it's okay for us to eat unclean meat. You see? Obviously, you're not sure, and if you're not fully persuaded in your mind, then you're not eating of faith. You're actually going against your conviction. But then to say, well, nobody can eat unclean meat, then you're taking it a step too far. But this lesson is not about the non-meat eater. This lesson is about the one who says, we can eat all things. Okay? And when he comes into the presence of one who says, well, I can't eat unclean meat,
I can't eat meat at all. I just eat vegetables. I'll just eat the vegetables with it. You don't have to just do it. Well, you can do it. What? That's not it. Faith comes by hearing the word of God.
It doesn't come by observing what other people are doing. And their
understanding of the truth as it is revealed. And so, you, in that sense, you submit to the weaker brother. You bear with the weaker brother, not to offend them. Does that mean you don't teach them, encourage them in the truth, and show them where things have changed and the law of
Christ does actually authorize the eating of these things? Certainly, we should be able to continue to study and discuss these things without being judgmental of one another. And he talks about days and that type of thing. You know, there were those apparently, you know, in the first century Jews who continued to observe the Passover, but not for religious purposes, but as a matter of cultural tradition. One of the things that made them unique from all other people. Could you do that? Romans 14 says, you can do that. Do you have to do that? No. But whenever you have differences of
understanding in the liberties that are in Christ, if you're
not careful, you're going to have dissension in the ranks, I guess you might, or dissension between people of different
convictions within that. So I believe it's okay to observe Passover as a cultural holiday. Do I have to bind that upon my brother? No. And I believe that I don't have to observe the Passover as a matter of cultural holiday. Do I have to bind that upon my brother and say, well, I'm just observing it as a secular holiday, as a cultural tradition? Don't have to do that either. bear with those that are weak. And never give up, I guess would be another way of saying it. Okay, so be patient. Paul makes this statement in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14. Uphold the weak, be patient with all. We understand what uphold the weak means in Romans 15. And here he adds, be patient to all. Paul's desire is that brethren seek growth individually and together. If one member loses patience with another and leaves them behind in any way, growth is hampered. Most
hard to be optimistic sometimes in those kinds of situations too. It's like, well, every time we've done this, it seems like we're doing the right thing, but we go right back to the wrong thing. But still, remain optimistic, trust in the truth of God's Word, reaching, and finally taking deep root in the heart of that one who is being offensive. Okay, so he goes on to say, there are times when we are all admonished, but not always. There are always times when we need patience. There are few things more disheartening to growing Christians than to be shot down, shut out, set aside, or dismissed because of another brother not afford them the patience they need to grow.
Are we not all a bit slow sometimes to learn to grow in certain areas? Sometimes we need to learn to grow in being patient. Next time we start to wane in our patience for our brother, remember the Lord's patience with us in our sin, our imperfection, and our slow growth. Think about the sacrifice he made for us when we were still without strength. Due time, Christ died for us. Christ is a perfect example. He was willing to submit to the death of the cross to secure our redemption. We can submit to one another in love and patience and grow together. Easy, right? Nobody said it was easy. So we're talking about being patient with those who are, who listen to reproof and rebuke and correction, and acknowledge that, in contrast to those who say, well, I don't care what you say, I don't care what the Bible says, this is what I think, this is what I feel, this is what I want to do. Thank you.